Agricultural programs are made possible by Risk Management Commodities Incorporated, headquartered in Lafayette, Indiana, with branches in Chalmers, Indiana, Hudsonville, Illinois, and Crescent City, Illinois, providing independent commodity, financial, and currency analysis to its clients and newsletter subscribers. www.myrmconline.com.
Thanks for listening to Morning Edition this morning on WYLL AM 580 and FM 90.9 HD2 and HD3. It's time now for the pre-opening commodity market reports, and here's Dave Dickey. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Jay, and good Friday morning, everyone. California has passed the nation's first low-carbon fuel standard. The LCFS is designed to reduce by 10% the carbon intensity of all transportation fuels used in California by 2020. Additives such as biofuels will help gasoline meet the 10% reduction target, since many, sugarcane ethanol included, offer a much lower carbon intensity than gasoline. But Growth Energy, a lobbying firm supportive of corn-based ethanol, says the passage of the LCFS was based on shaky science and will unfairly penalize biofuels by adding an indirect land use charge to compute the carbon intensity of biofuels. Similar legislation is pending in 19 other states. California's Air Resource Board says it will continue to study indirect effects of corn-based ethanol and other transportation fuels. The Dow Jones Industrial Average of 8,025 is up 66 points. The NASDAQ at 1664 is up 12.75, and the S&P 500 at 859.27 is up 7.25 points.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Joining us now with a look at the weekend agricultural weather forecast is our very own Mike Sola. And Mike, it looks to me like the central corn belt, including Illinois, looks to be in line for rain it really doesn't need right now.
Dave, we have, if we could stretch today's conditions out for several more days, that would be just the most wonderful thing. But unfortunately, it looks like we will be back into a more active weather pattern. We're going to start in areas across the western portion of the corn-soybean belt as early as later today. The area that will be picking up the heaviest amount of precipitation over the next 3 or 4 days, actually a good area of Wisconsin and southeastern Minnesota, still in drought, hydrological drought, and they could use the rain, and indeed they will get rain. Now areas across much of Iowa, Illinois, Indiana, we don't need the rain. Unfortunately, as this weather system starts to break down, especially, again, in northwestern Illinois as early as this weekend, sweeping across towards the Ohio River Valley by early next week, we definitely will see some rain, and it will be an active weather pattern, it looks like, through the early, well, for the first week of May, with several rounds of precipitation coming up. Little field work will be accomplished across the Midwest. And again, we have very mild temperatures, well above average right now across most of the area. We'll be dropping back down nearer to average after that cold front pushes through. As I said, Wisconsin and southeastern Minnesota still in hydrological drought. They have had some rain up there already today. In fact, they've had some hail reported across Wisconsin. They will see some cooler air pushing into that region. So the showers, just the leading edge of the cooler air. The warm, dry conditions across the majority of the Midwest would favor corn planting, except you can't get into many fields to support the heavy machinery, and thus not a lot of planting going on. And in fact, many areas still have the pre-planting work to get done, but we're not going to see much activity. So I know May 1st is one of those days that they look at, and as a benchmark, we're not going to see much activity before or even in the first week after that in our general region. Now, the Delta in the southeast, they also have a group of showers that brought some heavier precipitation to parts of Georgia. Locations around Atlanta picked up as much as an inch and a third of rain. Lighter rain indicated in through central Georgia. And, you know, we've heard about those wildfires in the Myrtle Beach area. There is a chance that they could see a little bit of precipitation, but not enough to help their situation. And some areas along the mid-Atlantic coastline as much as 4 or 5 inches below average so far for the year. So starting to dry down pretty intensely there. South America, fine summer crop maturation and harvest weather will continue for the next week to 10 days in Argentina. And in Brazil, a good mix of sunshine, mild to warm temperatures, and a few showers and thunderstorms occurring over the next week to 10 days. Rainfall should not interfere too much with the field work. They will experience net drying, and that should allow some late season crop maturation and the harvest to progress in between the rain events across Brazil. With a look at the growing area weather, I'm Mike Sola.
In the Thursday overnight trading session, Kansas City May wheat opened at 582, down 2. Last trade down a half. July, 590 and a half, down 1.5. Last trade down 1. May wheat at the Chicago Board of Trade opened at 530, up 3 quarters. Last trade unchanged. July, 540 and a quarter, down a half. Last trade unchanged. December, 591 and a half, up 3 quarters. Last trade down a quarter. May corn opened at 380, down 1. Last trade down 1.5. July, 389 and a half, down a half. Last trade down 2. December, 410 and a half, down 1. Last trade down 1.75. July, 437 and a half, down 2. Last trade down 3/4. May soybeans open at 1035 3/4, down 2. Last trade down 1.25. July, 1031, down 1. Last trade down 3. November, 921 3/4, down 1 3/4. Last trade down 3.5. May soybean meal open at 325, up 10. Last trade up 40. May soybean oil open at 3625, up 5. Last trade up 16. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Jackie Vakes of Stuart Peterson Group. She is in Champaign, Illinois. Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, in the overnight trade, the traders didn't think very much one way or another of California's new first low-carbon fuel standard. After traders talk about it some more today, will it impact the trade?
Well, I think the type of impact it'll probably have is just that it's going to be in the background. I think it's interesting because when I read through everything, you know, it looks like they're just plain bashing the biofuels and voting for crude oil, which is just the opposite of what everybody's been talking about. So I think that it's certainly going to be hanging over the market, no question about that. But, you know, there's plenty of time to argue it out. I guess the biggest concern is whether you might see other states follow through. But this is something that, you know, the producers have to be thinking about. This greenhouse gas situation, I think, is probably one of the most important pieces of possible legislation, and that is going to have a major impact on us in agriculture. So we've got to really stay up on what's going on and stay in communication with our representatives.
Let's turn your attention to the charts. We were kind of thinking that July beans needed to see a high above last week's high to show that the rally wasn't over. We're not there yet. It sold off a little bit overnight. Is this rally about done?
Well, I think that what we're probably going to see today, I don't know if I'd say the rally's done, but at the same time, it isn't encouraging when we close below the 10-day moving average overnight last night. I think basically we're going to see some profit taking coming in after all of the moving that we've had, and I think we'll probably see some consolidation before we decide that we're going to try and perhaps move forward. The big concerns in the background, of course, have to be, you know, there's been some things in the news about China maybe not buying as much in the May-June time frame, and you know, which would follow patterns that they've done in the past. I don't know if we're in the same circumstances as what we are, but I think the market's going to be supported by the idea that there's corn planting going on, which maybe will not increase the bean acres. So I think we're just in a consolidation phase right now.
What about the corn market, please?
Well, the corn market is certainly going to see some, I think aside from the carbon fuel situation, we're going to look at a little pressure being 80 degrees in Chicago today. You know, I think traders are seeing corn planters in their dreams, basically, figuring that every acre is going to go in this weekend. And we also have on, you know, as far as all three grains go, we've got the option expiration going on today. So that always makes for a very unusual day. I think we could see some profit taking in corn also. You know, we've been trading in areas that certainly have given people opportunity to put some gains away.
Do you think that we're going to see a number anywhere near 20 to 25% on corn planted on Monday?
That I don't think so, although I tell you, I've heard some crazy reports. I hear that there are people, the attitude is, you know, we don't care, we're going to go. People planting in Iowa in 44-degree soil temperatures, even to the point of hearing one person who was planting into land up in Minnesota that the frost wasn't even out of the ground yet. So all of those things certainly come in, but I don't think we're going to see it that high.
Very quickly, the calls today, please.
Well, I see corn down 1 to 3 along with beans, and it's just basically going to be on the profit taking and the option expiration. Wheat steady to possibly down 2. You know, Canada stats showed less winter wheat acres. Cattle steady on good cash, seasonal demand. Hogs, you know, a little higher on their cutouts. And we've seen a $3 improvement in basis there. So I think that we'll probably see some decent trade there today.
Thank you, Jackie.
Oh, thank you, Dave. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Jackie Vakes of Stuart Peterson Group in Champaign, Illinois. You're listening to WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD2 and HD3 Urbana. It's 9:01 Central Time.